Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Recorded live at the Seven Lamb Production Studios, this is Across America with Jack Austin and Robert Lamb, episode 22, Wyoming. Here are your hosts, Jack Austin and Robert Lamb. Hey guys, how's it going? We bought an intro guy with all of our funding.
Yeah,
I hope you guys like it.
All of that Patreon money went right to the intro guy.
All of it.
And he only does Across America. He doesn't do the other podcasts we do.
He actually doesn't even let us talk to him after he introduces. Just walks out.
He just walked right past us.
Yeah, he didn't even pet the cat.
Didn't even acknowledge we were alive.
Yeah, he walked right past Patches.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know what this means, Jack?
What's that?
I'm in another state.
That's right.
And I don't mean another state of being. I mean, another
of the continental United States. We get that.
Okay.
The name of the podcast is Across America. We understand.
All right, Jack. All right. I just cracked the mic.
You sure did.
Yeah. So now I'm in Wyoming. I think the last episode was I talked about the rattlesnakes on the side of the road and Montana
and, the
creepy house.
The people that you did not want to go to their house.
Well, I just didn't know. They could have been nice. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, I got
they
into...
They probably weren't, though.
Wow. You know what? It's something that I'll never know, and I'm kind of okay with not knowing.
Yeah.
You never know. One of those times I could just be locked up into a basement, and then that's it. And now I'm not telling my podcast story because I'm locked into a basement.
Actually, you're probably dead by now.
You don't know. They might try to keep me alive for sexual pleasures.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, so now I'm in Wyoming. And I want to say that when I first got into Wyoming, it wasn't much different from South Montana or wherever. Like when I was coming down 310. Actually, like all along 310, there were no trees. It's just all... Okay, please don't cough while I'm trying to tell a story.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up with your dumb story. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. You know what? It's remarks like that that are going to get you fired.
Okay.
Intro guy is going to replace you.
Intro guy couldn't replace me.
You don't know that. Intro guy is you, Jack.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Nobody probably put that together.
I don't think they did. And me. I just Wizard of Oz'd you.
Wow.
Anyways. Wow. So like if you go down 310, like the highway, it's all like kind of barren. It's all grassland type, you know, prairie. Every once in a while, some cactus. But yeah, it's not, there's no like trees, there's no shade. I was putting on sunblock like every day, usually like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Like at this point, because I stopped wearing my hoodie sometimes and I was just wearing a t-shirt. But obviously the sun beat down on me and I turned a nice glossy red for a long time.
Niche.
Yeah. So, I was always stopping to put on like sunblock, and when I was camping on the side of the road in Wyoming, I did pass through like some small towns in the beginning, but I was just camping like kind of, you know, out in the open. There's nothing to hide behind. Like usually I try to hide behind like trees and stuff.
Nowhere to guerrilla camp or whatever the term is.
Stealth camp.
Stealth camp. Yep.
Guerrilla stealth doesn't matter.
Same deal.
Guerrillas are stealthy. Yeah, so I would just, like, kind of camp out. Like, every once in a while, there'd be, like, kind of, like, a ditch or something that I could camp out into. And then I was hitting – there were a couple of small campgrounds in these small towns. I was trying to look them up on my blog because I had that up. But there's, like – you know, I headed through, like, Lovell. I'm trying to think of, like – I think it was in Lovell. There was a – if I'm pronouncing it right, there's, like, a campground that I stayed at. They had like a small little supermarket. I like replenished my stash. Having the cart, I did always buy like, I would go to like Dollar Generals. There's a lot of like Dollar Generals and like cheap supermarkets like in these small towns that I would just stock up on Gatorades.
Yeah.
And then like I would buy like that powder and just refill it with
the Gatorade powder.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'd like, because I always had like that 6 gallon. I never filled it up 6 gallons because I just never needed that much at one time.
Right.
But it usually had like 2 or 3 gallons in it. And then I would just refill all the Gatorade bottles and replenish my stash.
Bingo.
Yeah. I also saw a lot of antelope. A lot of antelope and stuff in
Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah.
Wow.
Because they have like those. That's the one thing though is they put up those fences, like the wire fences along the roads, the highway, because there's no streetlights.
That don't get on my property fences.
But is it? I don't know if it's like the private property type fences or if it's the keep the animals off the road type fences. You know what I mean?
Does it matter?
Well, I don't know if it's private property or not. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like I could never tell if it was just to keep, because there's like herds of antelope. There's bison in Wyoming. I didn't see any, unless I saw a couple that were on a farm, but not like wild bison.
I was going to say, I hear wild bison are not too keen on people being around them.
Oh, you mean because we probably murdered most of them when, yeah. like back in the day and like people aren't nice. I don't know. Most of the bison, I think, stick to like Yellowstone or Yosemite or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't coming through there, but there I did hear that around where I was walking there could be bison. I only ever saw antelope, and I just assumed that the fence, like the antelope though, could get under the fences. There was like one that like ran past me, and it went to the fence, and I was like, "How did he get on this side?" He just he used his antlers, got under the fence
to get
and kick through and got underneath.
Wow!
And I was like, "Oh, so those fences don't really do much."
Yeah. So if these antelope want my blood,
they're gonna get it.
They're
gonna get it, and he wanted it. Because right when he, like, turned, like, he was about to run away, but he, like, he did that finger across the
hoof. Oh, my God.
It was a hoof across the neck as he looked at me. And then he ran off on 2 legs.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I heard him say, tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, after he did that.
And he can cover more ground than you can.
I think they can run upwards of 70 miles per hour.
70?
Yeah. Faster than normal.
To 70? Now you're getting ridiculous.
Yeah. It wasn't ridiculous when he was threatening my life.
Right. That's a legitimate threat.
No, that's cool.
Let's see. Let's talk top speed.
Okay, hold on. In real life, I'm going to say 25.
Ooh. Antelope community, respond to us on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were looking it
He's
up.
He's calling you guys at 25.
25 to 33.
Wikipedia is giving you 55.
No way. 55?
Boink.
Yeah, but is that an antelope here, or is that just another antelope?
Oh, I'm sorry. You just said antelope. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm talking about
Since
a Wyoming
you were generalizing,
antelope.
I was Wyoming antelope. Let's see.
I don't know what they're called. I mean, it might be 55. That's, hey, they're fast, man. They got to outrun whatever's out there.
Wow.
Coyotes and stuff.
Pronghorn, or the antelope,
right,
can reach top speeds of around 55 miles per hour. And can run at a steady clip of 30 miles per hour for over 20 miles.
See, I was talking about the steady clip.
Good Lord.
Well,
I wish I could run at 30 miles an hour for 20 miles.
Have you ever tried?
Cheetahs can reach. Yeah, I've tried.
Cheetahs can be 60 or 65, right?
Yeah.
Because cheetahs are the. No, I don't know.
I tried to reach top speed for 20 miles. I got to 70.
Okay.
But I was in a car. I was in a car for 20 miles. But not on foot.
That's not as great.
Yeah.
Because I think most people in a car could go about 70.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on the car, though. But, yeah.
Let's get back to this antelope.
His vendetta.
Yeah.
No,
what do you
was...
think you had done? Because, you know, listeners, it's possible that Rob took a deuce in the vicinity of this antelope's family.
You know what?
He could have taken that personally because we haven't really discussed...
Where
you're dropping them.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't even know if I am dropping them.
Even when we talk about resupplying, toilet paper's not even brought up.
No, that's true. I haven't brought it up. But I never ran out. That's all I'm going to say.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
From your original supply?
No, I mean, I bought some. I just never was on the road and then like ran it like, oh, crap. And I just had like the, literally, oh crap. I only have, you know, the tube.
Right.
It's all out.
All I have are these leaves.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I'd have to use leaves if I had to, but I mean, I'm not going to find probably poison ivy in the Serengeti or wherever I am.
Wow, so you're in another country now.
Well, yeah, pretty much. No, I mean, I liked Wyoming. I liked how it like, it was definitely different. Like, right when you get into Wyoming, I mean, it's a lot like southern Montana when I was coming in, because there was no more trees and the forest kind of thinned out and everything.
Yeah.
But I liked Wyoming because all of Wyoming that I walked through was pretty much looked the same. It was all flat. There were some hills, some places, but most of, like, where I went down, because I went down 310, which turned into, I think, 20. That went all the way down. There was one canyon area I walked through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get to that soon. But then once I got onto this other highway and took a left and started heading out of Wyoming, it was all still flat. And, like, I know there's mountainous areas, and I know, yeah, that there's, like, woods around, like, the national parks, but I just didn't hit any of that besides the one valley that I walked through.
Yeah. But only one mean antelope.
And only one mean antelope, but I did see a ton of other antelopes. But all the other ones, they were waving to me.
Super
they were
cool.
So nice.
Yeah,
they were giving me, they were showing me which way to go.
Were they like, my top speed's 55?
No, one of them said 70.
Dude.
So that's why I thought, but it turns out he was lying.
That's insane.
It was a lying antelope.
Well, you don't know, he could have been the anomaly. The average, how fast is the average human?
I think 54.
Nice. Good.
Or 5.4 miles per hour.
Okay.
This has to, look, here's a picture of an antelope. That's
like
the
Carl
one
Weathers.
That's he the actually, one that cursed me off.
He does have. Oh my god!
I'm showing him a picture of a single antelope. He's on the other side of the fence. There.
He's got a T-shirt on that says "Lope Life."
Yeah,
and it's a picture of an antelope on the shirt that mm-hmm. the antelope is wearing,
mm-hmm.
and he's got the pistol sideways.
Right. Right.
It just says Lope.
He was not a cool antelope, man.
I'm going to keep cruising here if you don't mind, because of
that's
course
fine.
You don't.
No,
so I saw
not.
A picture here. Is this Tony?
No, but that's a guy right when I got into Wyoming, the first day of walking, this guy pulls off to the side of the road. He's like, dude, you're walking across the country? And I was like, yeah. And I had my shirt on that says, like, the walk across
it says
the country.
The walk across America yeah. on his
it's
shirt
on my shirt on my t-shirt. So when I'm not wearing my hoodie, I would have that shirt on.
I'll say this, Rob's burnt up in this picture.
Oh dude, I'm red.
He is crisp.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
No, but
talk about you and this kid's
he just pulled
sense.
To the side of he just pulled to the side of the road. He's like, can I take a picture with you? I'm like, sure. He's like, I just want to tell people. So he took a picture with me and then you know, hopped back into his car and took off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. But I did try to wear... That's, by the way, I'm also wearing my Tampa Bay Rays hat.
I see that.
And I wore my Tampa Bay Rays hat every day on the walk.
That hat
it's
is
gross.
Crusted it's, from sweat.
I still have it. It's in my room. It's hanging on my
nice.
Bureau. And that's just... I kept it. But it's... Yes, it is not a... I don't wear it anymore.
I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, it's not a... It's very faded... And
I would have
now.
Gone the boonie hat route. I have a couple of them, and I would definitely have worn
that. I was going to bring that, but you know, I'm supporting my local sports team.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, thank you. But that, so, sunglasses, my Walk Across America shirt, and gym shorts is what I would normally wear.
Your typical garb?
Yeah. I mean, nice. I wore my hoodie throughout Montana, but once I hit Wyoming, it just started getting too hot, and I didn't really care about the sun beating down on me. I was already red.
Kind of an interesting scenario for somebody to stop. Hey, I know exactly what you're doing. Take a picture with me.
And
all right, bye.
Off. Yeah, it was weird. He didn't really say much else, too. He's just like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then he took off.
That's pretty cool.
There's somebody else, too, right after that. I think it was in, like, right when I was getting into Lovell. Somebody drove over, like, just parked behind me. And I was like, I was just getting into the town.
Mm-hmm.
And they parked behind me. I turned around, and it was like this woman. She goes, here, I bought you lunch. And she just gave me, like, a turkey sandwich. It was, like, from, like, a gas station, kind of, like, wrapped up turkey sandwich and,
wow.
like, a bunch of, like, apple and something else. And that's all she said. She
Did
was
guys...
like, here. Yes, I slept with her twice.
Yes. Yes, Robert.
Hey, I'm an easy man to please. You bring me a turkey sandwich, I'm going to put out.
Yeah. You were probably taking your shirt off before she got out of the car.
Yeah.
All right.
I just always was taking my shirt
Wyoming
off.
Is turning out to be just, you know, action-packed.
Wyoming, I met a lot of nice people in Wyoming. There was one lady who brought me on the side of the road. I think it was in Wyoming where she brought me watermelon and spaghetti. And just on the side of the road, she said, we just finished eating dinner, and I brought you some of the leftovers if that's cool. And I was like, yeah, definitely.
So, wait, so what did she bring you the leftovers in? Because
Tupperware.
Yeah.
It was Tupperware.
I was about to say, because clearly that Tupperware is not yeah, coming back.
No. She knew that.
She's like, here's
she
some Tupperware.
Knew.
I live about 10 miles that way. So
yeah,
eat
so please bring it
sharp
back.
Sharp left.
Yeah, and if you can wash it before you bring it back, yeah, that would just be nice.
And if you see our antelope around,
yeah, tell him I'll give him his money, okay? Yeah, I'll get it to him, okay? Because that guy was just rude. I did get a motel in Wyoming, too, like a cheap motel, like when I needed to restock some of my stuff. I was like, I'm just going to get a motel room for the night. I was kind of tired of sleeping on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I haven't slept inside like a place since the Montana... that house, a nice vacation home.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to get a motel room
with
for the night.
With the can openers.
Yeah, exactly. So I went there and I stayed in there. And I forget like what town that was. I'm like trying to look through here. Oh, I'll tell you what. When I walked through after Lovell, there was another town called Basin.
Yeah.
And it's a really small town. And I pretty much just walked straight through it. Didn't stop or anything like that. But when I got to the other side and I was like leaving the town, a woman drove in front of me and got out of the car and just started taking pictures of me, like with one of those like really big cameras.
Yeah.
So like the heavy duty, like, you know, legit cameras. And she started taking pictures of me, and then I was just walking towards her, and then finally, like, when I get to her, I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, hey, I work in for the Basin Republican or whatever it's called. And
right.
It was just like
the newspaper, the little gazette,
which is like, I mean, it's a small town.
Yeah.
So
man walks through our town.
Front page news.
You've got you walk through their little town. There's banners. Welcome local hero, Robert Lamb.
I think that's kind of what it was. She did a story, and then she's like, oh, can I do a story about you? And she started asking me questions and stuff. And
while you were walking? Did you force her and keep walking?
No. I stopped to talk to her.
Walk with me, lady.
Yeah. No, she drove. She'd had to walk back to her car.
It's fine. Walk with me.
I'm not that mean.
Did you make her walk around her car while she asked you questions?
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know this. On my walk, I never stopped walking, even when I slept.
No. Yeah. Of course.
I was just constantly, I was like a shark. Don't they keep swimming? Maybe not. Maybe
yes, they will drown if they stop.
Right.
That's a fact.
That's 100%
yes,
fact.
Yes, sharks do swim while they
are sleeping. Yeah. Yeah, because they have the water going over their gills.
Why can't you be more like a shark, Rob?
I wish I was. I could have finished the walk in like a month.
Yeah, easily.
Or walked into traffic and died within a day.
The walk's still over.
Yeah, but it's not as much of an accomplishment the other way.
Right.
Anyways, but yeah, she did a story. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to do a story. Like, it's going to be in the Basin Republican. Just check that out.
If you check out the Basin Republican.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. So I it's funny because I told my mom about it, and weeks later, or like, not weeks, like days later, she posted it, and my mom told me, and she sent me the link, and I looked at it, and my mom commented on the link, like, because it's on their website or whatever.
This is my son.
Yeah. She's like, that's my boy.
That's my sweet
that's my
little
boy.
Baby.
He's doing it.
And your dad commented, where the fuck are you?
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming to get you right now.
Young man.
Although, now that you bring that up, I do want to say, and I love you, Pops, if you're listening to this.
I love you too, Pops.
But I did talk to my dad when I was in Wyoming. I hadn't talked to him since the vacation home. No, the vacation home. I talked to him on the vacation. I texted him and I said, hey, Dad, just to let you know, I'm walking by myself now. Me and Tony split up. And he texted me back. He's like, just come home. And I was like, no. So he was kind of upset. And I didn't talk to him over the phone. He just like texted me. We were just texting back and forth. In Wyoming, he called me.
Yeah.
And I was always dreading like answering the phone.
Yeah.
But I ended up answering one time. And I remember him saying, like, there's a long stretch. He's like, where are you right now? I go, I'm on 310. I'm jumping on 20, and then I'm going to take...
Where are you right now? Yeah. I'm on 310. Put your hands up. Is that you?
Is that you? Yeah. Wave.
Wave in the air.
Well, I'm in Lovell right now. You come to me right now. No, he was like, all right,
got some movie tickets.
Yeah. Trying to lure me to the car. Come on. I know you like movies.
You love these movies, huh?
Yeah. In the car. In the car, boy. I'm taking you home. So...
Come here.
Come on. Robert. In the car. Robert.
And you're like walking past him.
Yeah. Just like, no.
No, Dad. Oh, kids these days.
I need at least 4 movie tickets. You only have 2.
Got tickets to Avatar. They're reshowing
Avatar,
it.
Yeah. In 3D.
IMAX 3D. All right, so go ahead.
So yeah, there is a long stretch coming up. He goes, oh, well, you're going to go down this road. And I go, yeah, I'm going to cut across and go down that to get to Nebraska. I'm like, it's still a ways away. He goes, well, that's a long stretch, Robert. That's like 100 miles of nothing. And I go, okay, well, I'll make sure I stock up. He's like, don't do this. Don't do this. Just let me just, I'll come get you. I was like, I don't need someone to come get me.
He's still
on
it.
I'll be fine.
Still
on. He was trying. But that was the, I think, and I'm not there yet, but in Nebraska was the last time he tried to say anything. After Nebraska, he stopped trying. You know what I mean? He wasn't like, yeah, come on, come on. Like, I'll come get you, or I'll pay for you to get on a plane and come on. So he stopped after Nebraska. But yeah, since I'm in Wyoming, he did that. And I was like, no, I'm going to keep going. So I kept heading down. I'm saying 20. I'm hoping that's the right road. I'm not trying to look it up right now. But
well, I mean, if you lie, it's only your reputation on the line.
Exactly. Okay, I'm looking on my blog. It says it's still the 310 when I went through Basin and then another town called Graybull.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gray Bull. I don't know.
Gray Bull.
Not Graybull. Not like Betty Graybull. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I don't know who that is. But
okay.
<yeah.
laughs> The old actress.
Graybull.
I think it's Gable. No, wait. Clark Gable. Never mind. Anyways, so I stayed at this is the last thing I'll talk about before we wrap up. There was a it's called Thermopolis was the town. And as I was heading into that town, somebody told me that they had a Fountain of Youth campground, and it was like a hot spring campground.
Yeah.
So, or a RV park, but they had a tent camping spot too. And it was like hot springs. Like there's a whole hot spring area over there, and there's like a lot of advertising. They would advertise on the side of hills. Like it would be like hot springs and like an arrow.
Hot springs. You won't die.
And it's like on rocks. Like they had like rocks put out. That was another thing I didn't mention. They had that in a lot of small towns throughout Montana, Idaho, Wyoming. There would be like small towns if there was like mountains in the distance.
Yeah.
In the mountain, they would have a rock formation of like a letter, whatever the town started with. Like when we were in Missoula, Montana, there was a giant like M on a mountainside. Yeah. Just in case you didn't
where
know what Missoula started.
Where are we?
Well,
find
that's
a, find
M.
A hill.
Yeah.
Someone
look for
the
hills.
Hill.
That's what Lewis and Clark did. You know, when they were traveling across the country, they didn't know. They didn't have GPS, so they just had to make rock maps. But so I stopped in Thermopolis, and Thermopolis had a fountain of, like it was called Fountain of Youth RV Park, and they had a hot spring. And I stayed there for 2 days. I took a rest day there, and it was. I tried looking this up recently because I was writing a section of this for the fictional podcast that we're doing.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and I don't know if it's still there, but I do know when I went there, the people who were working there, I don't think they were the owners. They were really nice, but it was also like there's some complaints about like this park, like it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I kind of understood it was kind of expensive, and they didn't give me any kind of discount or anything.
Yeah, no, sorry, Hillman.
Yeah, you got to pay full price. Yeah,
it's $6,000. Good day to you, sir.
But I still like set up my tent and stuff, and the lady who was working, she made me a smoothie. She was like, "I'm gonna make banana smoothies. You want one?" I was like, "Sure."
You're like, of course, I fucking want one.
I just walked through 30 miles of heat. Yeah, I'll take a banana smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, a banana
but
smoothie.
I said
you say?
Yeah.
No,
I said
thanks.
Nicer. By the way, it was strawberry banana.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Not just banana.
Right.
Strawberry. Best. But when I stayed there, 2 days just to kind of rest up. And because they had the hot spring was actually like this big pool type thing, but it smelled of sulfur. Nice. And then it went into like a bigger pool that was actually like a... like an actual pool, like an outdoor pool.
And that went into an even
bigger pool.
And
then that went into, like, that went into a lake.
Yeah, and that
went
lake...
into the ocean.
Went out into the ocean.
Yeah, right from Wyoming. Yeah,
from Wyoming.
No, but at night, I would go there and kind of, like, soak in the... because she was like, you got to go soak. If you were walking all day, soak in it. It'll
soak
ease everything. It'll be so good.
Man.
You'll love it.
Bring your smoothie.
So I was like, all right. So I went there, and they actually had, like, at night, they would have like this guy play guitar, like acoustic, and he would play like Bob Dylan songs.
Yeah,
and it was actually kind of packed at night. It was a hopping place.
You'd just be like, shut up.
That I was leaning my head against the side of the sulfur pool and just listening
with the guitar.
Nope, I was listening to Like a Rolling Stone?
No one will discover you.
Hey, you don't know. That guy could be huge now.
That's true.
He could be the next Bob Dylan, literally.
But we're going to talk about the next Bob Dylan on the next episode of Across America.
That's all the next episode's going to have.
Episode 23. That's 23 for those of you who habla Espanol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sí.
So, you know, I just love you guys so much. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. You guys are so great. We just love you so much.
Bye.
Anything you want to add, Robert?
Okay. Bye.
Oh, well, bye.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.